Welcome to the only and the best Vikings After Show, Season 5, Episode 13, A New God. There's all kinds of going on in this episode. Let's do it!
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Okay, we're live. Everybody relax. Everybody's so hyped in the comments. Okay, we
you
had like a technical thing.
Right.
First 3 weeks we're at 9 p.m., which we're at now. And next week we're going to be at 8 p.m. We're going to be right after the live show.
So we promise you right after the live show. Or, you know, like give us 2 minutes to like get into the studio after the show's done. But next week we'll be back on track. And I don't have anything that rhymes with track. Sorry.
Track. We'll be in the sack.
We will not be in the sack.
We will be.
Yaku might be in the sack. We will be in the studio here for you guys. My name is James Simmons, by the way. I'm going to the little camera, Steve. Whoosh. Feel like a knife sound there. My name is James, and welcome to the After Show. This is Season 5, Episode 13, second half of Season 5, right? And this is not a lot of fighting going on. Yaku, I'm just going to get right into this because this is sort of what I love. I love and I hate. We've kind of turned into a little bit of like Days of Our Lives going on right now.
Well, Days of Our Lives is right, James. I'm Yaku, by the way. Yes, Days of Our Lives is right. I do think, however, like we have one of those episodes, we've said it before, they're connecting all the dots, setting it up for the next episode, which is it's going to be insane. But I'm missing that huge battle scenes, that fight scenes. But I must say, and hopefully you guys agree with me, there's a lot of juicy things happening. Everywhere. Iceland, Wessex, York, Kattegat.
There is a lot of
Kattegat. Everywhere.
Kattegat, lots of juicy stuff. So just to remind you guys, we are... Okay, producer Steve is here, by the way. Steve, say hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. We're practicing our British. So just to remind you guys, you're watching us on YouTube, but hello to everyone that's also on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes as a podcast. We love all of you. And please, we've got live comments. If you're watching right now, we will read your comments out loud and we will talk to you on camera. Also, if you're watching afterwards, we will get to your comments. And I'm going to stop with a stupid British accent, but
please.
I will tell you that...
Yeah, please stop.
Like, please stop. It's
I was
so bad.
Like, do I have to join in? Because I really don't have a British accent.
No, but your South African is lovely.
Thank you.
So a couple of things coming up in the show, too. We're going to do a little segment on called Fact or Fiction, except we're going to switch it up on you. It's going to be all new Fact or Fiction, and it's all about you guys. You are involved in this Fact or Fiction, so that's coming up soon. And last thing I feel like I got to say. I got to defend my boy Yaku.
Preach, brother. Preach.
Yep.
Okay.
We were like way off. Do you want this one, Yaku?
I'll do this one. Steve, right here in the teeny peeny camera. Listen, guys, I want to apologize for last week because I said the 1100s. It wasn't the 1100s. It is the 796 AD. I actually went back to episode 1, season 1, where Ragnar was fighting in the field with Rollo and they were fighting other Viking tribes, and I saw young Ragnar, kisses Aww. And hugs. And it's on the screen, it says 796 AD. So yeah, I was totally off. Thanks for keeping me in check, and keep doing that. Because that's why you guys are there watching us, keeping us in check.
We want you
and
to keep
enjoy
in check.
It. Of course, you have to enjoy it.
No, we don't want you to enjoy it. No, actually, you guys' comments are really great. Sometimes they get a little heated. Sometimes you guys call us out. Sometimes you guys are like, you're a bunch of idiots, and that's okay.
Yeah. Agreed. Thank you, Steve.
Steve agrees. So,
Idiots, Iceland.
Oh, Iceland, we're going to Iceland first. Idiots in Iceland. Okay, we all knew this from the beginning. So Yaku brought the Hatfields and the McCoys. That's not what I was meant. Floki.
Yeah.
I just confused you and Floki.
Well, that's okay.
Oh, I feel
is that
like
a
that's
good thing?
Okay. That's Floki's okay. Beard is friggin' badass right now, by
Listen,
the way.
Listen, when I saw Floki on the screen, the first thing I thought was like, okay, he's obviously been here since season one. And I remember season one, he had the scruffy, like, in the middle, like, steamy little thing. He's literally been growing this thing for 6 years now.
Yeah. Ooh, I just got a little sexy about the beard. Sorry about that. He has been growing it for 6 years. They have not been doing well on this island for 6 days. So he tries to bring the Hatfields and the McCoys together. He's like, please bury the hatchet. And old girl's about to have a baby. Thorin's about to have a baby. And Thorin realizes that I think it's time that I'm about to have this baby. So she goes to pray. And we lose her.
Okay, so we lose her. We're Floki sitting at the fountain. Looking all mysterious. What do you think happened? What do you think happened? The audience. I want the audience to let me know what happened. You know what you also think. What did you think?
Well, I must save mine because mine's a prediction.
Okay.
For later in the show.
Okay, so Floki wants the tribes, not the tribes. He wants everybody there to make peace. He wants this to work. It's one last time. All the hope of this whole Iceland nation is on this child being born. This lady is now gone, which is the whole crux of the story. A lot of comments this week was about, in the previous episode, was about why don't these guys go to Greenland? Because the history is about him going to Iceland and then exploring further to Greenland, where all the resources and whatnot is. Well, I don't know if that's true, but the fact is he's exploring. And so people are saying, why doesn't he just build a boat? He's a boat builder.
And just go over to Greenland.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Have you guys seen any trees?
Oh.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's trees.
Don't try to be smart. I just want to bring it back
to last week's comments in the episode. Like, listen, this guy's on Iceland. It's a volcanic island. Is there even shrubs? There's shrubs is what there is.
Shrubs.
Nothing to build a boat with. As far as I've seen so far. But, okay, once again, I'm sure Iceland has trees. But just
I'm sure they do. And I'm sure you guys will call us out in the comments about whether or not they have trees. We don't know where Thorin is, but I have a feeling we're going to find out next episode. Steve-O, you're ready? We are done with Iceland. Nice. Timing was perfect on that one. Moving on to another small area on an island. Short storyline, but muy interesante. York.
Very interesting.
Ooh, King Harold. King Harold's looking kind of like buff and just like, I feel like his attitude's changed a little bit. He's just like, I'm the MFing man right now.
Well,
you know?
He's the MFing man, which reminds me, I wanted to say, I don't want to swear anymore on the show. I don't think it's good. Even though it's Vikings.
We're going
to
try.
Hold me accountable, please. Like, you guys hold me accountable about the timing of this whole Ragnar saga. No, so when I saw that, I thought that King Harald Fenrir is resembling, is feeling, makes me feel like he is Ragnar in a sense. He's super ambitious.
Ooh.
He wants to be rich. He wants to travel. Do you guys agree with me? On SoundCloud, let me know. On iTunes, make sure you guys comment, because you guys have to join this conversation. There's so much to talk about. I feel like he's like Ragnar. He just wants to conquer. But it's also not just that, the ambition, but he's also got that power. And when he was standing in that camera, they framed him up so that his eyes were glowing blue.
Blue like Ragnar's?
Did you guys see that?
Mm-hmm.
Exact same thing.
So, but I wonder where this exact same thing is not what he's doing now. What he did for the last like season and a half. I sort of feel like Harold was a badass, right? And then
he killed his brother.
He killed his brother. Well, all right. Thank you. I guess that was part of it. He killed his brother, and then he was just sort of like, my mother would call it a Casper milk toast. Do you know what that means?
I have no idea. Are we just
milk
talking
toast,
about Vikings?
Like, if you take a piece of toast and you pour some milk over it, it's soggy and just like, bleh.
Okay, so first of all, who pours milk on toast?
Apparently, white people in the Midwest do, because that's where my mother's from. I'm just saying.
My wife is white from the Midwest. I'm going to see if she poured her milk on her toast. And if she did, we've got some things to talk about.
Someone has to have his... Oh, and the more you know. Did you hear that one? That was that music from NBC.
Yeah.
I just was like, Harold was like, I don't know if he was biding his time or just getting over his brother or what the deal was, but I feel like there was such an abrupt change
in how he approaches things.
Yeah.
I don't think he got over killing his brother. He was sad about it, but I feel like there's a theme of, this is the Viking way. We are Vikings. Tough luck. I was going to say shit, but I'm not going to swear.
Way to not say shit.
Tough luck. and so he's kind of moving on with the thing. But I do think he's extremely intelligent and clever. And let's just be real with each other. He was planning on being the king of the entire Viking kingdom, wherever that might be stretching, since the very first episode he was on.
From John.
Kind of.
That's right.
He spoke to Ragnar about that. He is just planning it. He's not crazy. Like, Ivor's like, you know, going all out and like, I want everything. And, you know,
my God,
this
Ivor.
Guy is like strategic. And that's why he's going to like succeed in doing all
Ooh,
that.
Oh, is that a prediction already?
Yes, it is.
Do you
so,
think he's going to succeed?
So there you go.
You guys can tell us historically, by the way. Please comment. By the way, the live chat is a poquito quiet right now. You know, I know we went on a little late than normal, but that's all right. So if you're in the live chat, please comment. We want to have a conversation with you guys.
Yes.
Let us know what you think. I know we're getting to some juicy stuff. So big deal, I think, in York was that this Jarl Olafsson I think is bullshitting. Damn it. Sorry, I swore. I think he's bullshitting King Harold. So Harold swoops into York. He's like, you're not going to be in charge for very long because I'm going to go raid the rest of Wessex. We're going to steal a bunch of stuff, get rich. We're going to go back to Cattacut, and we're going to overthrow Ivar. Are you with me? And Jarl Olafsson, who's been hanging out in York for, I don't know, probably a couple of years now, at first was like, I'm not sure how I feel about this. But then now all of a sudden he's like, yeah, let me kiss your bracelet. Whoa.
Whoa is right. Because I, obviously, talking about Days of Our Lives, James, earlier in this episode, that look he gave after Harold left is like, dum-dum.
So do you think, do you think that look was, Thank you, Steve, nice. Do you think that look was, oh shit, what did I just do?
No. Let's just, okay. He made it so clear. So, King Harold came with his whole plan. Listen, I want to be rich. I want to be famous. I want to get the slaves, blah, blah, blah. We're going to go back to to Kattegat, and we're going to overthrow one of the sons of Ragnar, which is an Ivar in that case. And we are just going to have more of money, wealth, and slaves. And so he was so adamant. It's like, yes, that sounds good, but you don't make war with a son of Ragnar. And in the end, we're all sons of Ragnar. And the amount of conviction that he said that with in that scene... Don't tell me he's having a few beers with his friends and then suddenly he's like, you know what? Yeah, okay. I guess my whole belief, my whole life is wrong. Let's just let's go get rich. Like, no. Yeah. There's no way.
I don't think... I'm with you. I don't think he's going to turn his back on that feeling, that sentiment of being a son of Ragnar that quickly either. So
what is he going to do, though? There's too many predictions. Just tell us now. James, tell us now in the audience. Tell him he has to tell us now. What is he going to do? Early prediction.
Warn Ivar.
Okay. Yeah, same what I was going
to
say.
I think it's going to be that simple. He's just going to be... No, I think he's going to be super loyal to Ivar. Because I think people are loyal to Ivar because they're kind of scared of him, frankly. Like, he's doing that whole fear thing like some other world dictators we know.
Other world dictators. Huh? Real quick about Ivar in this whole scene before we end this off, because I think we're kind of done with York. He said, like, just before you want to attack York, just know one thing, and that is that there's a new king in Wessex. He's just a boy.
Just a boy.
And King Harold said that, oh, that makes it... They are so much weaker than I thought. And I think Michael Hirst did an excellent job in writing that because he's just setting us all up, and King Harold Finehair, for failure. Because I think we all know that King Alfred isn't just a little boy.
Yep. Oh, no. Speaking of little boys, let's move on to England. Not little boys in that way. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just piggybacking.
I'll just sit over here laughing about that.
That's weird.
If you're listening to this on iTunes, that was super weird. You don't have the visuals, but that was weird.
Mega ultra
People
weird.
People are standing around making like wide out, raising eyebrows instead.
Yeah, that's weird.
Let's move on from little boys.
We're moving on from York. Gross. We're moving on from York. Here we go, Steve-O. I totally missed the camera on that one. So we got two big storylines. Of course, they kind of intermerge and intersect and whatever the episode, but I think we need to talk about England. Oh, there was kind of a lot going on in England, not York, Wessex, right? There's a lot going on with Alfred as the king and whatever, and scene number one is like, Hegman killed Cuthred. Like, he actually did it. Remember last week we were all like...
You're talking about when he slowly pushed the knife into his eye? Is that what you're talking? I just want to make sure I've got the right scene.
Was it his thumbs or no? It was his eye.
No, right. It was the knife that he pushed. No, that's way too fast.
No, well,
it was like
didn't he do it fast in the chest first? And then the
eye
slowly.
No, the eye, because he was looking there with one eye. But please correct us, because once again, this is good. You guys are going.
I believe it was eye first. Thank you, Steve. A couple of quick steps in the chest.
Thank you, Steve.
Just a little column A, column.
And if Steve didn't. Oh, wow. That was slap on your screen. And if Steve didn't correct us, I know you guys will. So keep doing that. It was eye first, slowly, and then in the chest. Also slowly, but a little bit more fiercely. There you go. That's enough explaining of how he died. But yeah, so they're talking about it. And King Alfred is kind of confronting him, right?
Yeah.
It's like, what are you thinking? You're in the church, blah, blah, blah. And Haman's just like, brother, relax. First of all, I'm about 25 years older than you. Second of all.
Right, I could also slice your neck.
Yeah, right now.
With one thing.
I'm not going to go there. So, I did it for you because these guys want to overthrow you. And so I actually did you a favor and there was no way of me telling you this. But I'm wondering why. Why is that? Why could he not just go to him and say, listen... this is a conspiracy against you.
Well, we know why he didn't use the conspiracy against you theory initially, because he wanted to kill Cuthbert in the first place to get his bishopdom back.
And so you're still playing it that it's all his plans. So you're saying the most important thing is his bishopdom. I'm saying his most important thing is that King Alfred needs to stay king because he's honestly loyal to him. And then Lagerfras playing like a game then a third. You guys let us know in the comment sections. Which one do you think is the most important for Hedmund? His bishopdom, Lagerfras, or King Alfred being king?
Lagertha. Except he's not going to tell Alfred that Lagertha is his number one reason. Because actually, Bishop Hegman's number one priority is his penis, which equals Lagertha, honestly. We talked about this before, and we kind of confirmed that. So I think he knew.
But in the bigger scheme of things.
But he was going to go in and kill Cuthbert anyway, and he had a lovely, mega, awesome, wonderful reason as to why. So, like he said, told Alfred, I'm so loyal to you, and I found out that there's a conspiracy that I went in and I just handled business. Not only have I been back here for like a week, but I just handled business with this dude, and this is to show you not only how loyal I am, but I've also stopped the head of the snake of this conspiracy against you.
Which we don't know what the conspiracy team is yet. We've got a kind of hint later in the episode. Emmanuel is saying he wants the bishop to protect Lagerfras. Me too, Emmanuel. Lagerfras, I said it in the comments of the previous episode. Lagerfras is going to be the one character, early prediction, that sees us through this entire series. Anyway, we'll get...
Right, well, but she don't need no damn protecting. Lagerfras. Yeah.
Well, but because I'm saying in the comments in the previous episode, James... People were saying that Bjorn would be killing Lagerfras.
What?
No. Yes, because he wants to save her from like a brutal death or torture or it's an honorable death. So I was like, my God, what is happening? But we love your comments. Keep giving those keys because it gives us so much to think about in the week leading up to this thing. All I can think about is the comments.
is the comments. Good, bad, or indifferent, or a love connection comments. Ooh, that
there was a lot,
fun.
A little of a love connection in our comments in the previous episode. James, speaking of comments, I just want to shout out real quick here. Did you get a feeling reading the comments in the previous episode that you guys, the audience, the guys watching right now, really, really, really love Alfred, but not just that, but they also love his character and the cast?
Yes. I thought that people... So it's really interesting you guys are saying this. I think the show has made a decisive turn in the last two seasons. It is markedly different than the show that we all started with. And some people are just not feeling what the show has turned into. And I definitely see that in y'all's comments. I agree. The show is very different than the show that we started doing an after show for seasons ago. But I don't think that means that it's bad.
No.
I think it just means it's a different show.
It's a different show, but it also evolves with the viewer. And okay, something works, something doesn't. Look, I went back to season one, episode one, to just go re-see like when was the Viking Age. What did they actually say on this? What did Michael Hirst say on the screen? The way they shot that episode, James, I couldn't help noticing... This got like up close of crow's eyes. It was a very artistic way of how they shot that. They've got people like ghosts floating into the air of like the Valkyries taking people to Valhalla and all that kind of stuff. None of that stuff is happening now.
Yeah, it's a completely,
Different show. But I, for one, everybody to his own, I love it. I think it's great.
I love it too. I do think it is great. It is. I could use a little bit more just like raw, let's battle it out.
Like we'll get
the
there.
Politics and the, because I feel like if you're gonna go into the politics and the whatever, like you got, and you're gonna go sort of Game of Thronesy, you gotta go for it. And I'm not sure it's fully there yet, but that may be. I mean, we have this whole storyline. I don't want to jump all the way ahead, but we have this conspiracy theory going on in England that could actually prove. I mean, I'm interested in it. I'm actually sort of interested in like.
Well,
these
good because you're the host of the AfterBuzz TV Network Viking show, so I'm very happy that you're interested in that.
Uh-huh.
Look, so Lagerfras is super angry with Hedmund. Like, so he's angry because, well, who cares? But the thing is, the Viking niche, it's together, which leads into the whole baptism thing. Is like, they're kind of stuck on an island now. They're like, nobody's there to help them. The king is going to be overthrown, is what they're thinking. Hedmund, the one guy protecting them, is gone. He's in chains.
And so what do they do? Like, our protectors
become,
in chains.
Obviously so. Become Christians.
Well, I thought, so Uba is onto something. We called this last week. Alfred is maybe doing a little divide and conquer. Maybe he is being sort of benevolent with this and just saying like, hey, I want to make our lives easier. So I need y'all to do this, right? You don't have to actually believe it, but I just need you to be like, act like you're Christians now. Okay. which I kind of think that's what Uba and Torvi are doing in the first place, but they've really bought into it. But Bjorn is very much his father and very much stubborn and very much like bullheaded
about
this.
Is it his father, I think, is a good question. Still on the mind of a few people, I believe it is. But being on the fact that it is his father, he's saying, like, Ragnar is in Valhalla right now as we're sitting here. Don't you believe that, Uba? And I thought that would be a great question to pose to you guys, the audience, and see what you think. Do you guys think that Ragnar is in Valhalla? Throw down in the comments, not just now in the live comments, but also in the comments after the episode ends, because that's a huge thing. Did he actually forsake his, you know, the Aesir gods and went and became a Christian after Æthelstan?
I don't know, because we never really got an answer to that before he died.
We didn't get an answer.
That was a huge question, right? Remember, he learned from Æthelstan, and he was reading like scripture, and he was talking about the one God, and he was going to church and doing all of these things, but we never actually got an answer before he died in a pit of snakes. Ugh.
In the pit of snakes is right. That is how he died. But the thing is, I honestly think he became a Christian. I think Bjorn is a little bit sour about that. I also do think that Uba and Torvi is playing it, because these guys are now having to, they say, have to wear this cross now. And they kind of like, it was funny because King Alfred is getting married and everybody's like, amen. And Uba's like, amen.
Right.
They're trying to fit in suddenly now. And like, come on, guys.
Hey, they're doing what... I think it's a survivalist thing, and you do what you need to do. Most humans are survivalists. They will do what they need to do to stay alive. Especially the Vikings are survivalists, because if they couldn't, like, kill you while they were trying to raid you, you had to assimilate or you die, right? And a lot of Vikings were like, cool, I'm going to just die. I'm going to go to Valhalla. But I feel like Uba and Torvi in particular are like, no, we have more to live for. Like, we're going to try to play along with this. So,
Lollipop Girl is saying Bjorn is brooding too much.
Yes.
yes. Emmanuel saying the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Bjorn looks like his father, Ragnar. Fair enough. Uber looks like Ragnar. He even plots like him. Very much. I've got the exact same thought, Lollipop, when I saw him like thinking about it and playing this whole scheme. He looks like him. He thinks like him. He's very calm like him. Mm-hmm. And I like that. I like that about him.
Well, the four of them, are there four still alive or just three? Three. Have these different aspects of Ragnar, but they take them to certain extremes, right? No, there are four of them. I think they take these different aspects of Ragnar, which I'm sure is the point of the writers of the show, is to take these different aspects of Ragnar and take them to particular extremes. So, speaking of extremes, by the way, we gotta go with Elswith, who is ride or die. Alfred was like, look, I'm fixing to die. They trying to kill me. Like, we're at war. Like, probably not really even that into you.
You say ride or die, but then last episode she was riding more than dying Bjorn. So I'm kind of wondering there, like, what?
No, you did not. Thank you, Steven. Thank you. No, you did not go there.
Yeah, I did go there. I'm like, you know, making that beast of two backs. So I'm kind of wondering, like, what is her angle? Because it definitely is not just to be his queen through all of this bullshite that's going to happen to him.
I think it could be both. Listen, we are complex creatures. So she clearly has found the Viking D and she likes it. She wants to stick around. And there is no reason why she knows she can't get a little side piece, have a dime piece, and be queen. Because she knows Alfred is smart. So let's say they win this war. Let's say he doesn't die. This is a smart dude, and she's still queen. So she's a lot. Like, why would you not want to be queen is what I'm saying. You get to be queen, and your dude is going to be off 95% of the time plotting, trying to run the country and, like, not be at war, right? And so you got some Viking D on the side. Like,
so basically Judith.
Best of both worlds.
Basically Judith.
Well, Judith before...
Well, go off, stun right
we
there.
We saw what happened with all of that.
Yeah. So I kind of like what you're saying, James. Like, I'm kind of into it. I'm digging it. I think she's playing it a good way. She might care for Alfred, but she's definitely liking that Viking D a little bit too much. But now it kind of goes to the next part where these guys are like, okay, let's make some announcements. Why is someone saying something?
Emmanuel is saying that I think she's pregnant, so she needs to get married.
Oh, wow. That's a good one. Yeah.
I mean, that fast. I don't know. Everyone be getting pregnant fast on this show. Like, what the hell? So, I mean, she might be pregnant.
It's a survival thing. It's like a genetics. It must be genetics.
What if she's pregnant and then it is Bjorn's baby because she said she was a virgin? And then she's like, I'm actually having a Viking's child. Maybe that's how they bring everyone together.
Well, that is basically Magnus' story. So, I mean, we'll get there. But
I mean, we can get that to Magnus.
There's so many crossbreeding going on already between nations here that it's ridiculous.
I'm cool with that. Can we talk about real quick, though, this? So right after Elswith talks about she's ride or die, this scene was too much for me. I busted out laughing while we were watching this. Three things happen. Alfred comes out and he's like, oh, by the way, Hegman is bishop. I don't care what y'all say. I'm the motherfucking king.
No.
Too bad. Hegman is bishop and here's why. Yeah, I'm getting married. And Uba and Torvi are converting to Christianity. Hey, like,
which you were thinking at this point, people would, the right thing would be for people to start like clapping and cheering, but everybody's like, no, we don't want more Christians. Like, no. we don't want Christians, but not these Christians. We want other. So, like, these search, what do they call them?
Lords.
Oh, they're just setting the pot miss a bit. Yeah, I feel like that's, and wait, I'm sure that's how it's, the pot. They're setting the pot miss. Like when you go to make a poop in the olden days, setting the pot miss and you poop on the ground. Is that not a thing in America?
No,
okay.
It's not a thing.
Sorry, I just.
I was like, the parsnip? Like, isn't that something you put on steak?
No, parsnip is something to do with cats. Catnip.
Oh, catnip.
Yeah.
No, parsnip is something you put on. Y'all correct me in these
do
comments.
Not put catnip on steaks. No. I don't like these guys at all. I think they are conspiracies, theories, which obviously prove to be the case. But I think it's always been like that in this age and time and doing this thing, which talking about conspiracy and the group of it now. Judith is like, okay, so we've got Alfred sorted out. Check that box. Now we have to sort out your wife.
And Aethelred was like, nah, I'm good. I don't need you because I'm already shagging somebody.
Which is...
And she's like, oh, do I know this person? Very much like a mom, right? Oh, do I know her? Oh, is she a good girl? Oh, whatever. And he's like, it's Cuthbert's daughter.
So this is going to play into it somehow. We don't know how yet, Michael Hurst, but we'll figure you out. So Cuthbert's daughter, the Bishop Haymond. So, but he's also mad. That's why he wants Bishop to pay for his sins and stuff. He's obviously coming off for Cuthbert's daughter's father. But this story is in the beginning stages. It's still like infant. Like, we're not even going to, like, whatever. We'll see what happens then, how it possesses further.
It will... You said possesses further.
Possess, progress.
Progress.
Further. Well, let me progress. James, say something else because I've been talking too much.
No, you're fine. Well, it's only the two of us tonight. Sorry, you only two. We didn't even get to give a shout out to Al, by the way, who is homesick. Homie, get better.
He's
please.
Not homesick. He's sick at home.
He's not homesick. He's sick at home. Very good. Thank you.
Yep.
And Carrie, who was going to try to be in the live comments tonight, but like we told you guys, she's got a new gig. She's at that gig right now. She is too busy being a rock star. She cannot be in the comments. So you just get Yako
awesome.
And I tonight.
I miss her.
Yep, we miss both of them. So Ube and Torvi actually go through with the ceremony.
They do go through with the ceremony. And what's his name? Bjorn is like kind of spitting in the water and whatnot, but not loving it. At this point, we just have to ask ourselves the question again if these guys are actually serious about it or not, and why only them? Why only the two? Why not Lagerfra? Obviously not Bjorn, because he's obviously about the whole Valhalla thing, but there's somebody else there as well. I can't remember. Was it just the four?
I think it was just the four. I feel like Lagerfra, though, I feel like she knows something, or there's something going on that they're not telling us. Like, there's a behind-the-scenes thing, because some of you guys have predicted that, like, Bjorn was going to kill... Well, you said it earlier. Bjorn was going to kill Lagerfra. Maybe she thinks this. Maybe they're plotting. I don't know. I feel like there's another layer that we don't know is going on yet, because Uba and Torvi were just, a little quick to do this.
A little quick to do this is exactly right. And you see that because they're sitting at the table afterwards, and it's like, we have to wear these crosses now and all that kind of stuff. And then he does something interesting where... They're talking about, do you feel different? Do I feel different? And he looks at his arm ring, which is his Vikingage. That's what he is. Not necessarily so much spiritual, but more about this clan, as far as I am.
Right.
And please correct me if I'm wrong.
please correct him.
He puts it down.
Every week.
He's got a nice little clong as he puts it down on the table. Conk, and then he kind of looks at it and it's like, yeah, okay, I'm going to keep this. And puts it in his boot.
Right.
Just in case. Well, I don't think he needed to take it off in the first place. But, you know, there, he's keeping it hidden. So he's obviously, that just tells me that he's not ready to let go just yet.
He's not ready to let go. And neither is Torvi. She was like, you know, you can put it back on. Like, I was like, oh, Torvi really just, she's not feeling this at all.
Right, so... Guys, first of all, thank you for joining us once again. We're here at AfterBuzz. Kisses and hugs to you guys all. Look, at AfterBuzz, we try and cover... We don't try. We cover most of and all of the massive major shows out there. Sci-fi, history, reality, drama. Excuse me, that was right there in the throat. But we need your help. We need you to subscribe to these platforms. It helps us... because you guys know when the shows are coming out, and you get to watch us, and you get to come back, and you get to comment, and you get to join in on this fandom like Vikings, which apparently is the best show on AfterBuzz TV. I'll just throw that out there. Hopefully nobody else hears me outside the door.
On the Dramas channel.
Well, it is the best show on the Dramas channel. It must be topping what's the other show? Is it Walking? Is the Walking Fred? Oh, the Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead
and Throne of a what?
No one's ever heard of that.
Oh, so the guys, make sure you subscribe and let us know in the comments if you do, because we want to know about you. So hit the subscribe button and also comment, because we love to hear about you and see you guys coming back. And thanks for being the best fandom here on the ESPN of News. TV talk, not news.
ESPN of Talk TV.
Yeah, it's like the best place to come if you want to talk about the shows you love.
Do we ever talk about shows we love?
Yes, right now.
Speaking of love, I love this cutie patootie little Magnus comes back. Whoa! Yaku kind of freaked out at the screen because he figured this out about 23 seconds before I did.
That's a long time.
It is a long time, because by the time I figured it out, he was like, I'm Magnus. I'm your brother. And I was like, oh, shit. I forgot about Magnus. I think that's why we represent different fans. When we're all four up here, I think we represent different fandoms, by the way.
Definitely.
I'm the guy that just like loves the show and really looks forward to it, but I forget everything. Just so you know. So those of you who are like that out there, by the way, who are like, I just love this show, but I don't even be remembering people's names. Yep, I'm your guy. Yaku, we're now going to make responsible for all historical facts.
Well, I did listen to a Viking audiobook, which is called Norseman. And I understand now basically everything about the Aesir and the gods and Thor and Odin and the Dai and the Eye and the Valkyries, and he hung himself and came back to life and is the whole father tree, different worlds. So, yes, questions away, please.
He said, Carrie went there. So next time Carrie's on, we're going to have to have her talk about
well,
it.
Well, no, so Magnus is back. And so this is why it was so interesting to me. Because you guys, you led up to it in the comments of the previous episode. You were like, oh, Magnus is going to come back. And they actually said, someone said that Magnus were going to kill Lagerfra. And then someone else said, no, it's going to be Bjorn. But somebody spoke about Magnus, remember, when you read the comments.
Absolutely.
So he's back in the very next episode. So good job on that. And this guy's like, listen, I feel like he's stirring the pot a bit. He's saying, first of all, we're brothers. Bjorn is like right on this wagon. He's like, yes, we are. Proof none. And he's trying to basically pitch Bjorn against the entire Wessex.
Everybody. All of Wessex. But don't you think anywhere in Wessex they would have a paternity test?
A family registry, what?
Yeah, right. Like, I was honestly like, can we take this to Jerry Springer? Be like, you are not the father. Or some way to prove, because dude just walked up to him and was like, I'm son of Ragnar. And no. Bjorn was like, oh, cool. Well, you are now found.
Well, first of all,
what?
Being Ragnar, Bjorn was like, yeah, I've got faith in my father. He can do something like that. Okay, my father can do something like that, so I'm just going to benefit of the doubt. Obviously, you are. My other question is, like, how many times now have we had a discussion if Ragnar is the father of someone's kid or not?
True. That has happened a lot. Ragnar has fathered other children with other people and different women's and whatever. I just thought it was random. Like, you're just... Bjorn's just chilling, moping around in his own, like, self-pity. And dude just walks up and be like, hey, I'm your brother. And Bjorn's like, oh, okay, cool, that's great.
So what are they going to do, though? What do you think they are going to do together? Are they, okay, so now, are we overthrowing Wessex? Are we taking the new bro back to the Viking land and going...
Well, no, he set him up. He set him up because he was like, Alfred is as responsible for our father's death as anyone. As Ekbert, as anyone. And then Bjorn gives that look at the end. So I feel like these two, and Magnus clearly has some beef with Alfred and that whole family
because they put him out. Yeah.
Is that really what happened, though?
As far as I remember, and be sure that the audience is going to correct you here, yes, because they spoke about this once again in the previous episode and in the comments tonight, they were mentioning that. So Lollipop Girl is saying, poor Magnus, I hope he isn't so gullible. Bjorn knows he is not Ragnar's son. What? Lollipop Girl, you think that Bjorn knows he's not Ragnar's son? I don't know about that. I think he's like right on track, because he even said, like, we all know Ragnar fathered a son in Wessex. Here you are.
Yeah, well, and here you are. I just, if everyone knows that, how many people could have walked up to them and just been like, Hey, I'm your brother. Like, I feel like they're going to pull somebody else out of the woodwork and come in and be like, hey, I'm your brother. And then Bjorn's going to question Magnus. And I don't know. I mean, it's a lovely, wonderful, interesting turn. We knew he was coming back. I think this is great. There's going to be all kinds of conflict. We need a little more conflict with Alfred, frankly, I think, between the Vikings. Because Uba and Torvi were pushovers so fast. And Bjorn's just running around, like, slamming doors and being mad. Like, oh, what do we do now? Like, they got to give Bjorn something to do. Why not try to overthrow Alfred?
Why not try to overthrow Alfred? I think that's something great to do, because then they get the whole Wessex. Now, Alfred is talking to Heymund, or he's talking to Lagerfran. He's saying, we don't know if Æthelred is part of the conspiracy, right? I mean,
yes.
So we're passing the whole Magnus Bjorn situation. We're now with Heymund, and he's like talking to Lagerfran in the bedroom.
Yes.
And they're like, listen, what is going on? What happened? And he's like, well, this is the situation. This is what happened, but we don't know. The only thing I can figure out is if Æthelred is part of this conspiracy.
And then Æthelred walks down a creepy hallway and into like a secret knock on a door, and he opens up, and he opens, and there's a bunch of lords sitting in the room. Oh, clearly, these are the conspiracy people.
They literally said, oh, hey, Æthelred. Or say something like, Æthelred, what's up, man? Grab a chair, pull it closer.
That was right after they went to the little secret room, right after they all finished watching Alfred and Elswith have sex. Super gross and creepy. Can someone give us some historical facts about that?
Maybe that would be appreciated.
That should be our fact or fiction segment,
which is happening now.
We don't have fact or fiction. I thought Steve was going to have some fact or fiction music. I think I made that up. So this is how we're going to roll with fact or fiction, by the way. We're going to do this every episode. We're going to make it more interactive with you guys, because you guys are so great about the comments and like checking us and whatever. So we're going to have a little segment called fact or fiction. We're going to throw a question out there to you guys. You answer it in the comments. And then next week, we will tell you whether or not it is fact or fiction based off of like Google, and me,
obviously.
Or maybe, and Yaku, because he's an expert.
No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to put myself out there, because that's not true. And by the way, this fact of fiction can be about the show, can be about Ragnar, just about Vikingish in general. We kind of want to, we realize, we need to educate ourselves more on the show, because it's so important to you, and it definitely is important to us too. So this is going to be more on just Viking stuff.
Yeah. Let's
do it.
I feel like the first fact or fiction is not going to be on Viking stuff. I think this first fact or fiction, I mean, it's Vikings.
Well,
we can
do two, because I've got one as well.
You have one? So, yeah. All right. So my fact or fiction this time is, I want to know do you think the lords had to stand around and watch the king consummate the marriage?
Do I say now?
Fact or fiction? I think you should wait until next week.
Okay.
We want you guys, Lollipop and Emmanuel and everybody else in the room, we want your comments. Do your comments afterwards on the podcast, of course. Do you think that in old British royalty times, the lords had to stand around and watch to make sure that the marriage was actually consummated?
So right before I go to my fact of fiction, Lollipop Girl is saying that in season 4, Ragnar tells his sons that Magnus was not his son, and they were talking near the tree. I mean, Lollipop Girl, you know tree talk. Like, it's just, you know, you know how it goes back there in the 1800s.
You know how it
is. Yes, my fact of fiction. My fact of fiction is more a little bit more about Viking-ish and the whole history of them and the gods and whatnot. So Thor's hammer. Thor is one of the Viking gods. Mm-hmm. Thor's hammer was forged by elves. Fact or fiction?
Elves? Like Santa's elves?
I mean, an elf is an elf. It doesn't necessarily need to be Santa's. But they had elves. They had mountain giants.
Was that elf racist?
Let me give you some background. So They have elves, they have mountain giants, they have ice giants, they have dwarves, they have all kinds of things back there in the day. So, fact or fiction, Thor's hammer was forged by elves. But don't look this up. You're not allowed to look this up and Google it, okay? Just give me your answer in the comments. Like, don't Google it.
Like the Keebler elves? Just saying.
Let's move on.
I think we're done with England. We have covered it. Lots of really super juicy stuff going on there. Steve-O, you ready? One, two, three. Man, wow. That is two times way off the camera. Last, but most assuredly not least, ladies and Vikings and gentlemen, Kattegat.
Kattegat. So, yeah.
Ivar and Harald, by the way. Ooh. That was all kind of juicy
feisty
eye contact, all kind of subtle stuff going on in that first scene where they were like...
Yeah, they were eyeing each other out, a little bit feisty. We need to get the predictions as well and say a lot of good stuff. So I'm just saying. They were a little bit feisty there in the beginning, but I think they had enough of each other. Harald is staying there waiting to leave to England, which he obviously did, to go plunder further. But at this point, we all know that Ivar already knows as well, because he asked him in the last episode that you obviously want to be king of Kattegat as well.
Why are you still here?
So it is this bold-faced lie, which is stupid in the previous episode. And then this episode, he said, yeah, well, are we going to go back and kill, you know, conquer Ivar? But the point is, he's gone now. And these guys, so they're getting some space, but it's not the only drama that's happening in that small space, because he wants Vitsek to go with him.
Like,
go.
Well, and Vitsek is like, I love this sort of play that Vitsek did. He was like, you want me to go with, because that would be easy. But I chose you, and for better or worse, you're stuck with me even when you kill my damn girlfriend, which I know that you did. And I was like, wow, Vitsik's kind of getting like a little power play, getting some testicular fortitude going on there. I was kind of proud of him with that one.
I was kind of proud of him, too. He was standing his ground, because Ivar has been getting all the shine lately. He's like the king. So
I mean, he is the king.
He is the king, so he's getting all the shine. Mm. But so I was wrong. Last week I said I thought Vitsek killed Margaret, and it was obviously Ivar. But he is super sour, and things are going to happen, because like and it was cool how he said that. He said, remember, Ivar, I chose your side. Because there was a moment in the previous half of the season where you had to choose the side, and he chose
stay on the boat or get off the boat.
Exactly. And so now you're stuck with me. I'm staying, and that's awesome. And he's going to, and in that moment, Ivar realized, like, okay, maybe this wasn't such a good thing. It's going to be trouble.
Maybe it wasn't such a good thing. But what was a good thing was that during the same sort of like party, well, I don't know, there was a lot of partying going on the first half of the episode. Ivar's like, and guess what? By the way, she's pregnant.
Were you thinking about that? Like, you guys should have seen his face on SoundCloud, iTunes. James had like a facial blank there for like 2 seconds.
I was like, I'm trying not to.
That was not a dramatic pause. It was not a dramatic pause.
I just wanted to say this in the right way. I'm a little sensitive to how we say things. So, as we should be,
yes.
We're responsible to you as an audience. So, Freydis is like, I am pregnant. I am with his divine child. Steve, that was great. Because we get to the god stuff in a minute, but I think this is what the best part. Man, Freydis might end up being the most ruthless person on the damn show, because she has dude killed.
I like it. To get the dude killed, the guy is like, listen, I'm going to get happy again from the queen of all people.
Right.
And before you know it, he's being strangled. The last thought through his mind is it just wasn't worth it last time. It wasn't worth it. No, it wasn't. It wasn't worth it.
She just came in, straddled him, did her thing, and left. So I think this time he was like, oh, maybe it's going to be like more romantic or something.
Well, yeah, she was kissing him like nicely, you know, whatever nicely that means. But that was romantic. And so he was thinking he's getting lucky again, but not so much.
He's
dead. That's what he got. He's dead. He got dead.
You should maybe know that if someone comes up and kisses you romantically like that, he's in Vikings land?
That you will die within the next minute.
Like, not even a minute. Like, I'm probably dying right now as we speak. So, dude dies, and old girl has her battle plan, and we've talked about this. She's been trying to convince Ivar that he's a god. She's been trying to get into his head. She's been trying to play him. And boy, did she ever, because he has now really bought into this I'm a god thing, and not only is he a god, but we need to have a party.
Yep.
About the fact that he's a god.
We need to invite the whole land.
And have a sacrifice.
So now the sacrifice is a big deal, because obviously they are tuning that, you know, Witzek is sitting at the table. I've got this great news, great proposal. So just know what, before
sure
you laugh, before
why,
you throw beer in my face,
you
before
here.
You do all that stuff, just hear me out.
Just hear me out.
Okay, so we're going to guards the whole people coming, and then we need a really important sacrifice.
And who? Someone that the guards will know.
So Witzek obviously, he's like, what are you talking about? You're being crazy. And Ivar's obviously very sensitive about that because he is crazy.
I am not crazy.
He's not crazy. Don't you ever say that. But the thing is, so the whole scene now ends off with this feast, with this party sacrifice that's going to happen. And obviously we don't see the sacrifice. And this is where I want you guys in the comments watching the show, not just in the live comments, but please make sure, let us know. We'll give you guys a shout out in the next episode. Who is the sacrifice? Do you actually think that it's Witzek that's in that cloak and robe?
Oh my god.
You need to throw
time.
It in the comments
is
and it... hit send or pause or the little blue arrow, whatever. Let us know.
Is it time for predictions?
I think it's time
there?
For predictions. Yeah, let's do it.
After Buzz TV predictions.
Steve is giving us quick predictions. F off, Steve. We'll take as long as we
Steve,
want of our predictions.
If you want these predictions to be fast, why don't you tell us what your prediction is, Steve?
I like that. Oh, well, I don't think Steve had a chance to watch the show because he was working while
working.
We were watching and enjoying ourselves.
Do you like how we just get to like eat popcorn and drink beer and watch TV and Steve's like, I'm at work. My prediction, I will go first because Yaku, I will let you go second, apparently. Wow, that was so prophetic, James. My prediction, Floki killed Thorin.
Okay, that was boring.
Oh, no, it's not boring. She's had the mother of this child that's going to unite the families, that's going to start Iceland,
okay.
That's going to, like, bring peace to everything. I think Floki killed her.
Quick predictions. Thank you, James.
someone is feisty tonight.
I think that Æthelred is going to conspire. Obviously, he is conspiring, but I think Alfred will, because Alfred is so damn ruthless, you guys just wait for it. Alfred is going to kill Æthelred. I don't care what the history book says.
Oh.
Alfred is going to kill Æthelred. That's what's going to happen in the next episode and the next few episodes.
Oh, can I say that one was boring too? I'm stealing your line. I love how we're judging each other's predictions. All right, we want to hear your predictions. I'm in the big camera, Steve. We want to hear your predictions in the live comments for about 10 more seconds. Thank you for listening on SoundCloud, Spotify, iTunes. Watch it on YouTube. Please comment. We will get back to that. Fact or fiction, remember, did they have to watch The Nasty in Old England times?
And who forged Thor's hammers? Was it the elves? Fact or fiction?
We love you guys very much. Vikings Season 5, Episode 13. Until next week.
Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.